Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments.
Check out Double Stop CL Plus and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about them. OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
You've kind of toyed with the idea for quite some time, but now you've got to make a final decision. If you're interested in giving industrial hemp a try, even just a few acres, you can still make it happen here in 2019. So says Jesse Tischhauser, one of the earliest adopters for industrial hemp in the state of Oklahoma. He's with Herbs Herbs Hemp Farm.
Correct. It's definitely time to fish or cut bait. We're about 4 weeks away from that key time frame as far as the long day season. We hit that about May 20th here in Oklahoma, so that'll be the first day that we can start planting outdoors. And everyone that's really serious is going to be putting plants in the ground that week.
Tell me a little bit about what you've got available for someone who's serious about wanting to try some hemp here in 2019.
We still have room in our delivery schedule for the month of May as well as June for plants, and we can probably still make about 100,000 more clones in our schedule, so we've definitely got room for some big players.
Now, under the 2018 rules, we're still kind of operating under them in 2019. A farmer does need to get established with some sort of a letter or a relationship with a couple of colleges, right?
Correct. Governor Stitt just signed our legislation for next year that conforms to the USDA rules for the 2018 Agricultural Act, but we are still operating under the 2014 Act, which is part of the pilot program. So we've got a couple universities that are still issuing authorization letters that you can then take to ODAF to get your industrial hemp license.
Jesse Tischhauser, who says he'll be glad to work with producers in putting this all together, he suggests that you email him and he'll be glad to get the full story back to you.
It is info@herbsherbs.com, info@herbsherbs.com.
Jesse Tischhauser of Herbs Herbs Hemp Farm. U.S.-Japanese trade talks on agriculture and autos are gaining steam as the two nations' leaders were talking over the weekend. The two sides are looking for a speedy deal on agriculture and autos amid a second round of talks, a White House meeting, of course, between President Trump and Japan's Abe. American Farm Bureau Trade Chief Dave Solomonson says the key for the U.S. side is to avoid changes in U.S. law.
If it was just a deal that didn't change any U.S. laws or tariffs or anything, you wouldn't need congressional approval on the first part of it that dealt with ag and autos. If, in the context of those talks, they added other things that did, then you're into the regular, longer procedure.
And Salmonson says that could work for agriculture.
Japan says they'll go as far as they did in the TPP. That's broadly acceptable, I think, to a lot of ag. Some people want more than they got in TPP, but that'll have to be discussed.
Dave Solomonson from Farm Bureau. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.